Hey friends, it's Peggy Hall back with you from thehealthyamerican.org. You might remember my guest. This is Dr. Bruce Fong. He is from Neutronics Labs, and he's tuning in here from Nevada, where he said there's strange weather going on, almost snowing. But you know, we want to talk about de-stressing. We want to talk about getting a good night's sleep. And last month we touched on those things as well. I was telling you that my audience is all about natural remedies. We are not fans of big pharma wanting to give us, I call them cocktails, right? Injections and other things that we are not quite sure what's in them and how that's going to impact our body. I'm looking at a couple of products that we're going to talk about, and I have used the Sleep Miracle myself. I love it. I tend to kind of work late at night, and this helps me get a good night's sleep. But anyhow, welcome back to the show, Dr. Fong.
Thank you, Peggy. It's a pleasure to be back. And so, yeah, again, we want to talk about sleep because in all honesty, I think we as a whole, not only as Americans, but in general, all over the world, we have all kinds of things that stress us out or get our minds on things that really aren't that important. And all they do is they create an impetus for our mind to be more active when we're trying to sleep. And one of the worst things, of course, is one of these. So we won't show what kind of phone it was, but just phones in general. I mean, we're on these things all the time. I have my own number of kids, and then they all are on this. Like last week, we took a trip down to California, and every single kid I looked in the rearview mirror, they're all quiet. I thought they were asleep. They're on their little phones or pads or whatever, and I'm like, wow. And then I've gotten to the point where I've kind of forced them at night. Okay, you guys, when you go to bed, you got to put these away for a while. Otherwise, you're not going to sleep really well. Now, kids, of course, they tend to fall asleep pretty easily. So it's kind of a hard sell. But in reality, we as adults, guess what? We analyze things a lot more, even if we don't consciously do it. So what happens is we start doing this going, oh, my brother just sent me a text or my sister sent me an email. And so we start thinking about all that stuff. And it's stimulating at bedtime. Probably not a good thing. Again, if you're really trying to get into a good sleep, that is really what you're trying to do. You're trying to relax out your body, let your body actually get into a deep state of sleep. So let me take a few moments and talk about that. So again, just for your audience edification, I'm an internal medicine doctor. I'm an internist and I've been that in practice for about 23 years. I actually grew up with integrative medicine. My mom and stepdad actually helped to start a licensing board for homeopathic medicine here in the state of Nevada. So the bottom line is that in our clinic, we utilize that philosophy where, my goals as an internist is really to dig deeper and try to find underlying reasons why somebody isn't doing something. And then offer, either conventional or really more integrative modalities to help that person overcome that. So let's talk about sleep. So this requires a little bit of analysis. So sleep itself is obviously I don't think there's anybody out there who's never slept before. So I think you guys know what sleep is. But did you realize there are actually four stages of sleep? So the first stage is where you're just starting to fall asleep and you're starting to relax and you're putting yourself into the beginnings of a deeper and deeper state. The next stage is you're starting to really tune out a lot more. You're actually starting to get into a deeper state. And so that's level one, level two. And you got to get all the way down to a level four where you're actually dreaming. So you got to get into level four, the deepest state of sleep before you actually dream. although dreaming is putting you technically at slightly more conscious than the level one of sleep, you have to get to level four to get it.
So, oh, that's very interesting. Yeah, I didn't
it's
realize
a very,
that.
Very odd thing. So in other words, if you can't remember your dreams, there's a good chance you're not dreaming. You're not getting into that deep state of sleep.
Yeah. That happens again, to me a lot. Yeah.
So again, what happens in the deeper stages of sleep, the level three and level four, the deeper stages, is that's when your body goes to sleep, not just your mind, but your body goes to sleep, meaning that your body is allowing itself through, in particular, I'm going to talk about something called the autonomic nervous system. It's the part that's out of your control. It's the part that it makes you either accelerate, so what we call a fight or flight. It's called the sympathetic nervous system, or you can have a parasympathetic response in the nervous system, which is a rest, relaxation, repair, recovery kind of stage. And that's what you're supposed to get into in the deeper levels of sleep. A lot of people don't let themselves get into that deeper stage of sleep. And again, getting distracted by these, and guys, I'm talking to you guys as physicians and providers of healthcare. You can't provide for your patients unless you take care of yourself too. Unless you're on call, turn these damn things off. Okay. Seriously, it's not going to help you. I mean, I 23 years of practice, and it took me till last year to figure that out. So I'm
gonna, I need, yeah, I need
not,
to interrupt there
for me. For, yeah, good
let me interrupt for a moment there, Dr. Fong, because also our viewers, you know, they want to be informed in terms of current events and all of that. But what I am always recommending is be informed, but not obsessed. And I know when people are texting me, and I can see that they texted me at 2 o'clock in the morning. And I know that not only are they on their device, you know, the blue light and the stimulation, as you say, our brains want to figure things out and solve problems. So they've stimulated their mind. They are up. They're depriving themselves of those early hours of sleep, which I'm sure have to do with hormones and all. So everyone, the world will continue on without you.
Exactly.
You need to set healthy boundaries. And I want you to keep going, because that is so interesting about the different levels of sleep.
Right.
It's not necessarily the number of hours. If we're not reaching that deep sleep,
you're
so,
not,
okay. So number one, get off those devices.
Yeah.
Okay.
So to get to the initial levels of sleep, that's what we call sleep hygiene. You want to actually do things that are not stimulatory. So this day and age, we're looking at our computers, we're looking at the little devices, our handhelds or whatever, and we're stimulating ourselves. So we really can't even get beyond stage one. We're trying to sit there, we're closing our eyes. We can't even really begin to fall asleep because we're too stimulated. So that's the sleep hygiene. You want to not do those kind of things for at least an hour prior to falling asleep. And then there's all this other stuff, more recent research talking about blue light. Blue light, you know, we actually essentially want to block that off most of the hours of the day, because we want to actually, now this is unless you're working night shifts or something, guys, but if you're going to bed at relatively normal hours every night, you want to probably get, actually, if you can, it's healthy for a lot of things. And I'm going to be a hypocrite because I'm stuck in a building all the time. But you want to get exposure to sunlight between about 7 and 11 o'clock every morning, because that blue light from that sun, that direct unfiltered sunlight, allows a stimulus in your body, which results in a delayed response that produces more of what's called melatonin, which is a hormone that helps you to relax and fall asleep. So that's another big part of this. But again, and we're going to talk about stress a little bit later, but that's another big issue we want to get, because I want to stay a little bit more on topic here. So as we get into deeper levels of sleep, levels 3, level 4, the really deep sleep before you actually start to dream, what happens is physiologically, I spoke about the fight or flight or the sympathetic response earlier, the parasympathetic or the rest reparative, I call it the RR or whatever, rest reparative and resetting stage. When you transition from being awake to more deeply sleeping, you induce more of a parasympathetic response, which means all those things I said, the receptors for various things, either neurologic receptors, endocrine receptors, or other receptors for neurochemicals or other things like that, now can be reset. Pain receptors get reset. And even secreting organs will reset when you allow them to get a break. It's like turning off your car, and sometimes your car functions better. Okay. But that's
amazing though, because I have noticed that, you know, I used to get this little tendonitis from, you know, on the computer so much. When I didn't get a good night's sleep, I had more pain, and then the pain would also interfere with the sleep. So it was a little bit of that cycle. So that is really interesting about the pain receptors being affected by our sleep.
Right. So anything that's a receptor, when you stimulate it all the time, it starts to get so saturated, it becomes less responsive. So as we allow things to reset themselves, they go back to a normal level and actually allow us to respond to things that we're more appropriate, I should say. So that's kind of a nutshell how sleeping goes. Now, there's one thing I'll say as an aside, as a physician, any of you guys out there who are, you know, if somebody's complaining you're snoring and you're waking up or doing one of these numbers, or you look like you stopped sleeping at night, you go like one of those numbers, you half wake up and do that, you're not getting into that deep sleep. That's when you should see somebody and get a sleep study. That's a little bit beyond what we're going to be talking about today, but I will make sure that that's out there for you guys, because
Well,
we really care. We want you to get all the best care. And again, what we're talking about today is going to help us without that issue. But even if you have that issue, you're getting it corrected, that this is going to be very helpful for you in what we're about to talk about.
Let's before we give the solution, let's talk a little bit more about the harms of the lack of sleep. So you're not getting enough sleep if you're gasping or possibly sleep apnea. What are some other of these risks? I mean, isn't it very damaging or potentially damaging for your heart, you know, stroke risk? What are other things if you're not sleeping enough, aside from being tired and irritable?
So when we're sitting here saying that one in three Americans have an issue with getting enough sleep, it's not so much, again, the hours, because I know plenty of people who get into a really good deep sleep who are very healthy, who get what we think would be ridiculously small amounts of sleep. I mean, I could be probably in that category. Like, I typically get about 4 hours a night, which is just because I'm running around so much. But if I can get into that deep sleep, that's all that matters. And we're clearly functional throughout the day and feeling pretty good. But when you're not getting into that deep sleep, guys, it's more about quality. Although quantity does count, quality is what we're talking about. When we don't get into this deep sleep where things are resetting, the American, I want to make sure I don't misquote them, American College of Sleep Medicine, I think it is, they actually talk about, and they've statistically shown increased risks. And that's probably a little bit beyond the scope of the show today to explain each one, but increased risk for insulin resistance, which could lead to diabetes, increased risk for high blood pressure, and then increased risk for cardiovascular disease as a result of that. Any myriad of these, I don't want to call them just diseases of as we get older, but because we don't have to have them. But I would say that sleep is a huge part of that. It puts you at risk because, again, if you can't give your engine a rest or give your body a chance to recover, so to speak, all these things are going to get, basically it's like an engine running out of oil. You're literally grinding them down and you're putting yourself at risk for a lot of these other problems.
Well, we've motivated people now. They know how important sleep is. And the next question is, I would love to get a good night's sleep. And here's what happens. People have told me that, number one, it's difficult to fall asleep. Then there's another group of people that fall asleep, but they wake up 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, and then they can't fall back to sleep. And I will tell everybody what I do, because when I do wake up, I'll tell you that in just a moment. But people don't want to be taking, what are some of those prescription drugs? And people are sleepwalking, sleep driving, I heard, sleep eating. There are a lot of downsides to the prescription medications that knock you out. So you've got something else to share.
Right. Most prescriptive agents, they work on specific aspects. But unfortunately, when we're talking about specific aspects, we're kind of narrowing down our scope and looking at one particular factor that we can affect with a given agent without naming anything. There's ones that are specifically working neurologically to help us relax and get into a deeper state of sleep, although it doesn't get us deep enough. And that's an emphasis I'm going to save for almost every one of the pharmaceutically available sleep aids, is that we never really enhance the quality of sleep. It gets us to sleep, but whether or not it gets us into that deep sleep is not by any means guaranteed by the pharmaceuticals. And again, that has to do with a lack of addressing a lot of the other issues we just talked about. So again, we have other agents which actually are tranquilizers, which actually knock us out. But again, that's an artificially induced sleep. And I don't think that they're necessarily that reparative or let us reset things as well as we should.
That's so interesting. And then a lot of those are habit forming, right? People are going to be addicted to them.
And unfortunately, almost every sleep med that I've seen out there, I won't say all of them, but they've all become at least a category two, meaning a controlled substance, because we're aware that they can be habit forming and we're aware that there's an abuse potential. So those, they are monitored more carefully nowadays. And so again, so excuse me. The bottom line is that natural agents have been around for a long time. Things like hops, valeriana, chamomile, gamma aminobutyric acid has been there as well. But again, taking melatonin, although I think it's better to try to be careful with that, although there is a good body of evidence that says that we don't properly make enough in our bodies for various reasons, including the stress. These are all things that are natural that actually can induce a more natural state of relaxation, a more natural state of sleep, which by definition means that you increase your chances for sure of bringing yourself into that more profound, that more deep level of sleep. So these are the kind of things that have really gone into the product that I guess we're going to be talking about today.
Well, let me jump in there if I could, Dr. Fong, and then you can talk a little more specifics. And I'm so glad that you came on the show because I have been using this sleep miracle. I really think it's appropriately named because I've tried all the things. I've done the sleepy time tea. I've done melatonin on its own. I did one product that I got from the health food store that strangely made me feel so kind of like ebullient. It made me more awake, I guess, because I felt so strangely relaxed, but awake at the same time. It didn't help me fall asleep. But I use this, it's a spray. I've used it with my husband. And there are times when we forget to use it or we feel like, oh, I'm just going to go to bed. And when I wake up in the middle of the night, as I was talking about that waking up and can't go back to sleep, I do a couple of sprays of this. It actually tastes pretty good. And literally, I can go back to bed and I start to feel that I'm relaxed and I just sort of surrender into the sleep. The most beautiful thing for me is that when I wake up, I'm not groggy. I've taken other, natural sleep aids that seem to knock me out. Years ago, I took one called Knockout and it knocked me out so much that I had difficulty waking up in the morning. Now I wake up, I teach exercise classes in the morning, so I want to be up and alert when I wake up. So I'm so glad that you came on the show to tell me and others, why is this a sleep miracle and what's in it and why does it work so well? I'll show
So,
the website for folks who are interested.
yeah. So the bottom line is that everything that I mentioned earlier, the chamomile, the hops, the valeriana, passion flower extracts, GABA, and in particular the melatonin. Oh, it's right there on the screen. So,
Yeah, here we go.
the bottom line is that's weird. I'm seeing myself on the side here.
That's okay. We'll reduce you there. There we go. All right.
Anyway, all these ingredients individually have all had a good track record. There's actually a body of evidence that supports their effectiveness in helping somebody get into a more relaxed state, be able to get into a better ability to fall asleep and probably stay asleep. But the beautiful part is none of these things have a hangover effect because they're all rapidly utilized and broken down in the body. Anything that's hormonal, namely because there is melatonin in this, anything that's hormonal is immediately used up. Quite often, it's used up so quickly that you don't, what do you call it? You literally don't see a whole lot left over when you check on it. And when you think about the other aspect of our product, this particular product, the Sleep Miracle Spray, one of the things here, I just had it on the screen, but one of the things here is that the entire mixture of these well-proven ingredients is actually in a liposomal delivery system. This is not something you just spray and you swallow. You literally, and I don't have this open, so I'm going to save this because that's one of my few left for my patients. I won't open it and do it, but I'll pretend to do it here. But you know, I get it under your tongue and you spray it and you get it there and you let it sit there for at least 30 seconds or more because what's happening is using a fat-based or liposomal-based delivery system, you're actually allowing all those ingredients to absorb directly into the capillary beds under the tongue. People are probably familiar with people who have chest pain. They take something called nitroglycerin. You don't swallow that. You don't chew it up. It goes under the tongue. And it's for the same reason. You have to rapidly get something into the bloodstream. That's a route that's really underused as far as I'm concerned. And putting all these compounds in your body, that's one of the main reasons a lot of them don't work in a lot of other products, is because you have GI past metabolism. You got to break it down, you got to absorb it. Things that you might have eaten or otherwise have an issue in your GI tract could affect that absorption. And so, again, having it go directly into the bloodstream is probably one of I would probably call that the main miracle part of this because we're actually helping it directly get in the bloodstream. And
Well,
that
let
collagen
me
is just
it,
really
that
well matched.
I have really benefited from it, and I know people are interested. So it's get sleepmiracle.com. There are a couple different options here for how you want to try it out. There are some promotions going on as well. And, you know, I would love for you to use my code, which is simply The Healthy American. So you put that code in when you place your order. And I know there are so many people that are sleep deprived that would love to try this. And friends, you know, I vet these products before I invite any of the sponsors on the show. And we do want to talk about one other, and this is a new one for me. So I have not used this yet. You were very kind to send it to me, you know, express mail, because it's called Stress Relief. And it, I do see that it has some of the similar ingredients, but what it doesn't have is the melatonin. So I'm assuming this is not going to knock me out. I'll still be able to go through my day and work. What, tell us a little bit more about the Stress Relief, and I'll pull that up too.
So the Stress Relief is really something that we came up with, that we wanted to give people, or in this case, patients, something natural to help them relax more. And one of the things, so we're going to take a little bit of a side here. One of the things that your primary care doctor quite often could prescribe to you when you have a lot of stress is because typically it may be related to a mood, like a depression or an anxiety more often. One of the most common things that your doctor may reach for is something called an SSRI, also known as a selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor. Things like Prozac, Paxil were the first ones that were out there, as most people have heard of. And there's new categories that do both serotonin or epinephrine or other things like that. But again, what you're doing there is you're messing around with preventing the nerve cells from taking the stuff up back up. Well, let me explain that just for a second here. I will use weird props. So imagine these are two nerve cells. They're both kind of pointing in the same direction, right? So the bottom and then the tops. So if the nerve impulse is going this way, it electrically goes through one cell, but to get from one cell to the next, there is a gap. And in between that gap is where we have these neurochemicals we call neurotransmitters. One of them is serotonin. So if we run out of serotonin in that gap, we actually start having, in those particular nerves, we actually start having an increased propensity for anxiety, depression. That's why these medications were created. So the problem is that we find that over time, they become less effective. Two, depending on the ones that you're utilizing, there are some newer products that really work better. But unfortunately, they created an impetus where the body's ability to regulate the amount of the increased serotonin in the area may not be as good. So we can sometimes end up with sort of like a toxicity we call the serotonin syndrome. So those are things we don't want to see. And unfortunately, again, when we're, again, modern medicine and science really, you know, focuses and cones down on the one aspect, and sometimes we have unintended consequences when we start using that because we throw things out of bounds. And again, it's nothing intentional, but you know, everybody's got a good intention to help everybody. But the bottom line is that it just doesn't quite reach where we want to reach. In the new Stress Relief product we have, again, it's a liposomal delivery system. So this stuff goes directly in your bloodstream. And again, we have similar ingredients like the valeriana root extract, the passion fruit, and also B6, and there's also the deer antler velvet extract, which is a number of different growth factors, as if we had a growth hormone in our body, which is our main product, if you want to check that out. But the main thing in the stress formula is actually Griffonia seed extract. This is kind of a new thing. Griffonia seed has been recently documented to show that it actually brings an increased level of 5-HTP, 5-hydroxytryptophan, into the body, which is what the body uses to make more serotonin. So now we're not messing with the at the cellular level between the nerves cells, like I was showing you earlier, like this. So we're not messing with the synapse of the gap. We're actually just trying to put more serotonin there. But the beautiful part about this is that's promoting the precursor of serotonin. Your body, through the liver primarily, makes that into 5-HTP into serotonin. So in the liver, on the most part, you have your own mechanisms which check how much serotonin you're going to make. So in essence, you can't overload. Yet you're going to, if you're
Yeah.
low, you're going to bring yourself back up to where you need to be. Plus, Grifonia seed itself apparently has some effects that help to help upregulate serotonin in general, so that it stays in the synapse, helps to regulate that mood. But more importantly, why that's there is that it regulates your perception of all the things around you. So the things around you just don't stress you out as much. And
So
that's
yeah, so the serotonin is kind of the feel-good hormone, and we deplete that with stress, with lack of sleep. As you say, these receptors might be damaged. Some people may have been on those drugs. Is this something you could take daily? The stress
Yeah,
relief? Okay.
it actually works really well together with the sleep
With the
miracle,
sleep.
because seeing the types of patients I see, a lot of them just don't sleep because of other physiologic issues. And stress is not just in here. A lot of times it is actually a physical stress. Like you mentioned, your shoulder. People have other pain and other things that can keep them awake. And obviously, we got to treat those things as physicians and other providers. But when we're doing that, there's also the component that the subconscious mind, if you will, is still hearing, oh, that shoulder's still screaming at me. You know,
Yes.
I took my anti-inflammatory. It doesn't hurt, but the brain is still perceiving it as screaming out. So again, that perception, that ability to render that ability, both at a conscious and somewhat subconscious level, to kind of let it go a little bit, so to speak, and help us to not perceive that as such a big threat. That's really what we're trying to do here. And that's the same thing all the way around when it comes to depression, anxiety, however you want to look at it. But serotonin is very central to that. And that's what the stress formula does for us.
Well, I feel better just talking about it. So there you have it, friends. It's a 1-2 punch. You can do the stress relief during the day to give you that lift, reduce some of the stress, how do I put it? Reduce some of the signs or the feelings of stress. But what I really want to point you to as well is the sleep miracle, because when you get that good night's sleep, you know how much better you feel. And I love that you said, Dr. Fong, it's not necessarily the number of hours, it's the quality of your sleep. And that's what we want people to do, is to reduce stress in their lives, to get these natural solutions for quality sleep, so that, my goal is to help people feel encouraged and empowered to get out there and live their lives fully and freely. And that's what you're helping us do as well. So, quick reminder, everybody, it's getsleepmiracle.com. I will have a link for you in the description box below. There are different promotions that are going on now, so I want you to make sure that you take advantage of that. And I want to thank you, Dr. Fong. Any last word that you have for our viewers?
Yes, a couple of quick things. One, our company is veteran founded and veteran run, so we have a real soft place in our heart for anybody that's ever served. I really would personally reach out to all you guys who've been out there, especially you guys who've seen the hardest parts of this. Try both of these products, and particularly use the stress one. It can really play a big role and won't give you that hangover effect. It won't really affect you otherwise. It just kind of help take that edge off, help you to get over stuff sometimes if you need to get over something. But that's really from us to you. We really want you guys to give that a shot. And also, just to put it out there, our original product was called the IGF-1 Plus product. It's a deer antler velvet extract. Really, what it is all the growth factors we typically have in our body in the presence of human growth hormone, in particular, insulin-like growth factor 1, which is why the product's named IGF-1 Plus. And we noticed that with our aging, we have a decline of the amount that we can make in our own bodies. And that's kind of the central theme of all of our products, is to build it and have healthy aging. And we actually want to be able to have the main thing there that is the main motivator of growth hormone, so to speak, that's in there without having to go pay thousands of dollars for growth hormone. I mean, again, this is something that's worth a shot. And this is something that is really where we can guarantee you through our company that we have the highest levels, and we have third-party analyses that prove that what we say is on there is really what's in there. So again, please be all the best that you can be. and give check out the websites, and really, really explore the products. And if you have any questions, we have a team that can answer questions for you. And if you guys ever want to see me individually, I have an integrative internal medicine practice here in Reno, Nevada. We actually specialize in helping people with chronic neuromuscular type diseases, but in particular, we've been seeing a lot of patients with chronic Lyme disease. So we have a pretty good way of getting rid of that for you. But again, if you want to check us out, we're on the web at www.sierraintegrative.com. That's SierraIntegrative.com. No dashes or blanks there because it would confuse me more to say that. If you want to,
Thank you, Dr.
check us
Fong.
out. All right.
All right. I'll have a link for everyone in the description box below. A lot of our viewers are interested in the integrative natural approach. We're sort of putting the mainstream medical approach behind, and there are so many of these wonderful options that we can take advantage of. Thank you so much, Dr. Fong. I look forward to talking to you again, I hope, about some of these natural solutions to help people live their lives more fully and freely. Take care now.
Here. It's always a pleasure, Peggy. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.